Melachim Aleph Perichas Pasuk Tes. So while we are on the subject of the Aron that was placed in the Beis HaMikdash, where it was going to remain forever, or at least for as long as we have the Beis HaMikdash, we talk about the Aron itself. Ein ba'aron rak shnei luchos habonim. All there were in the Aron HaKodesh were the two stone tablets, the luchos, asher hiniach sham Moshe b'choreth, that Moshe placed in the Aron at Chorev, asher karas Hashem im b'nei Yisrael b'tzei samet me'eretz Mitzrayim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu covenanted or forged with b'nei Yisrael when they left Eretz Mitzrayim. Now, the plain meaning of the pasuk, if you read it, is that all that was in there were the two whole luchos, the second luchos that Moshe brought down from Har Sinai after Klal Yisrael were forgiven, after the Chet HaEgel. But almost every tradition in the Jewish people has it that also the remains of the first luchos were in there, although some say maybe it was held in a second Aron, which was stored in the vaults of the Beis HaMikdash. So some say it was in a separate Aron. Also, Moshe Rabbeinu had written the Torah scroll, the authoritative Sefer Torah, which was put next to the Aron, it says in Sefer Dvarim. So it may have been inside or next to the second Aron. That Sefer Torah was the one discovered by Chilkiah Kohen Gadol during the time of Yoshiyahu, because Sefer Dvarim had been forgotten for generations. But in the Yerushalmi, it says, no, there was only one Aron. Both sets of luchos, the Sefer Torah of Moshe was in there, presumably also. So why then does it say that's all that was inside? That's to exclude the staff of Aaron and the Tzinsenes Hamon, the container of Mon, which were placed next to the Aaron but not in the Aaron, the Abarbanel says. So something was left out, but what was left out, it's a question, was it the remains of the luchos? Was it the Sefer Torah? Was it the Mon? Was it the staff? And it was when the Kohanim left the Kodesh after depositing the Aron, and then they are stepping out, presumably backing out as they walk away from the Kedusha of the Aron, the Ha'anan Mole es Beis Hashem. And the cloud of glory, the Anan, filled the Beis HaMikdash. This is the same that had happened when Moshe Rabbeinu dedicated and erected the Mishkan. And this was HaKadosh Baruch Hu signifying approval for the efforts that had been made. And so we said the Anane HaKavod covered the Oel Moed, and the glory of Hashem filled the Mishkan, it says in Shemos, in Vayakal Pekudei. And so great was the Kedusha of the Shekhinah and the cloud that was resting there, that Moshe couldn't withstand it. Human beings couldn't withstand it. And they couldn't re-enter the structure until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that now you can go into the Mishkan and do the Avodah. Here too, the same thing is going to happen here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the cloud all through the Beis HaMikdash. V'lo yachlo ha-kohanim pasukit aleph la'amod l'sharis mipnei ha'anan. The Kohanim were unable to stand to do their service because of the presence of this great cloud of Shekhinah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had graciously provided in the Beis HaMikdash. Ki molech vod Hashem as Beis Hashem. Because the kavod of Hashem, the Anane HaKavod here, were filling up the entire Beis HaMikdash. And human beings couldn't stand. So Yudbeis, Shlomo's reaction, Oz Amar Shlomo, Hashem Omar Lushkan Bo Arofel. So Shlomo said, Hashem said that he would dwell in the dense cloud, in the dark cloud. So he knew that these clouds in the Beis HaMikdash were a sign of the Shekhinah being there, based on everything we know from Chamish Chumshei Torah and from the Jewish people's history with the Mishkan. And he knew that the prophecy had been fulfilled. Which prophecy? Yud Gimel. Bano Vanisi Beis Zevul Lach. Shlomo says, I have surely built a dwelling place for you. Zevul. Interesting phrase for a dwelling place. Just having a quick look in the Mefarshim for why the word Zevul. I guess it's just a word that was commonly used also for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's permanent dwelling elsewhere. And Machon L'Shivtecha Olam Him, established for your dwelling forever. So Olamim may refer to the past or the future. The place of the Beis HaMikdash was the fulfillment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's holy plan to have an eternal resting place, not like a human eternal resting place where we refer to Chas V'Shalom, where we refer to somebody who passes away, so their remains rest there. But this is rather an eternal active resting place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu deigns to let his Shekhinah be among us. And this place was the place that had been chosen. The earth from which Adam HaRishon was created was taken from Har HaMoriah. Adam, Cain, Hevel, and Noach all built Mizbechus there. It was the place in Jewish tradition of the Akedah, where Avraham bound Yitzchak to be a sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here's the place where Yaakov davened when he was fleeing from Esav and saw the vision of the Sulam. What he called Beis El was actually Har HaMoriah. So it's a prayer for the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had always chosen, but also a prayer for the future, that the Beis HaMikdash be established forever and the Shekhinah never leave it. Gilgal, Nov, Givon, Shiloh were temporary homes for the Shekhinah to rest upon. But when the Mishkan was in these places, you could bring bamos, for example, private altars, except Shiloh, but once Shiloh was destroyed, it was permitted again. But not so the Beis HaMikdash. Even with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, bamos are always forbidden forever. It's going to be a problem. We're going to see this over and over again in Sefer Melachim. Rak habamos lo saru. We never managed to get rid of the Klal Yisrael DNA for shtiblach, to have a davening minion in your backyard or in your living room. But it's something that, with the advent of the Beis HaMikdash, we were supposed to eschew, we were supposed to avoid, and we were supposed to stick with the one great center where the Shekhinah is resting. Why to this very day we still daven to the east in our part of the world where we put the Aron Kodesh, davening towards the Beis HaMikdash and towards the place that, according to many, Kodesh L'Shaita, but Kodesh L'Olam V'Ed, that it's permanently Kodesh. And in some parts of the world, they put the Beis HaMikdash, they put the Aron Kodesh of their shul on the west, if they are west of Eretz Yisrael, because we're davening back to the place, the Har HaBayis, where the Shekhinah is going to be.